This episode is brought to you by Castwave Studios and Amazon. Go to www.castwavestudios.com and click the Amazon tab and search for everything from iPads to streaming video to Surge. Mmm, so tasty. Doesn't cost you a thing and help keeps the studio producing free content. Go to castwavestudios.com and click the Amazon tab today.
The Internet, the final frontier.
This week on Boldly Going Nowhere, we discuss Tommy Wiseau's Reddit AMA, we discuss a catfish named after a Star Wars character, and we discuss a shitty Adam Sandler movie with video games? I'm Colin Kakamas, and you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we're boldly going nowhere.
Nowhere, the podcast so popular you yet still haven't heard of it. You know, we really got to come up with a new tagline.
This I know, is not right? Working. We'll find something.
We'll figure something out. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing great. Gone.
Well, it's funnily enough, you know, Sean got his new job and things have been going well for him.
Yes.
It's a nice change of pace from the last 8 or 9 episodes.
This time I can actually, you know, land a job where I'm taking it seriously like an adult, so that's nice.
I know, it feels weird to have to do that, you know?
Just want to let you know, you can't go to the bathroom on the clock.
I'm just repeating every rule from every corporate place ever.
I was going to say, did you ever actually have that?
No.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
Obviously, I was exaggerating. It was a hyperbole.
Oh, that's okay. Well, so we're joined actually by a few guests. Rocky Diamond.
How's it going?
Hi, Rocky.
Hi, Rocky.
Hello. Why am I talking like this? But hi.
I don't know yet. Yeah, Rocky's sort of our resident film expert.
Ooh, yeah.
Quite frankly, 3/4 of this man's room is covered in DVDs, VHSs.
Mostly Jackie Chan.
3,000%, and yes, a lot of Jackie Chan.
I'm not incorrect in assuming this, but you have, like, what, 95% of his library, don't you?
I have, yeah, about 98 now.
Okay, so that should tell you something of how big, like, this guy's an even bigger film nerd than Sean and I are.
You got Shadow of the Gods, too?
Shadow of the Gods?
Yeah.
And the deleted scenes.
Oh, I got to borrow that off you. Yep, see what I'm talking about? Anyway, so, speaking of film, so it only feels right that we come to the Orson Welles of shitty movies. I'm referring to none other than Tommy Wiseau. For those of you who aren't familiar with Tommy Wiseau is the director and the producer and the writer, and the lead actor.
I got lots of holes to fill. With my penis.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Smell you fast.
Oh, God. So, those of you who aren't familiar with him, he released The Room. Well, fairly recently, Tommy Wiseau actually also got a TV series called Neighbors. And it... We all kind of thought after The Room, he would be done. Because, you'd also think, like, no one's coming back from that.
No one stopped, so...
Nope. Apparently not, because apparently Neighbors has been shot... apparently he had just shot a pilot originally, and now, like, 10 years passed since the series was originally pitched, and now apparently there are, like, 12 episodes that are done?
Wow. You gotta go through this Reddit AMA, because I'm quite curious of, like,
yeah, you know
what he said, and, like, I mean, I can even dialogue it with you, and, like, I'll be the people.
I mean, I can tell you the things he said.
Yeah, Okay, I'll be Hi, like.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Oh, hi, Mammy. All right, it tastes good.
I'm sorry. This is the problem. Whenever Sean and I get our hands on a fucking soundboard, I have no one to blame but myself.
You're in control of it, man.
I know.
At least my hands aren't on it.
No. Let me. Well, anyway, so Tommy Wiseau had an Ask Me Anything thread set up on Reddit last night, and let me put it this way: the Nerdist picked up on this, and they had published an article today, and it literally just starts with the Tommy Wiseau AMA went exactly how you think it did. So that should give you some sort of idea.
That is the perfect title to that.
I know.
The genius is there at Nerdist.
Oh, God. All right, so I'm going to scroll through here and see if I can find... I want to cherry pick some good ones. Okay. Okay. God damn it! Okay. All right, here's a good one, right? So, first question. Hi, Tommy. That's literally how someone opened their question. Okay. What was your favorite room when you were a kid? Mine was the fish tank room in the back of the pet store. Something about aquarium lights in the darkness soothed me. Tommy's answer? Mine was actually a little basement, actually. Now, to be fair, I want you to understand that his comments, again, since English is not, I don't know if English is his first language or not, this has never been explained. But, I mean, a lot of his answers are, like, grammatically incorrect, and there are numerous misspellings, but we'll go past that. What's the real gem centerpiece of this entire situation is the comments that are done to his answers. As for instance, to the answer we just got, it is immediately followed by these three comments. What a story. Followed by, what a day. Followed by, let's go eat, huh? I'm not bullshitting you. Sean, verify those were the three comments following that answer.
Mine's actually a little basement, actually. Huh, what a story. What a day. Let's go eat, huh?
See?
Oh my god.
See, this
can
is...
Can we read some of these?
All right, hang on. Let's see if we can find a good one. Okay. Okay, read that one.
The Neighbors feels like a pornographic film at times. Were you inspired by the genre, or is this just a coincidence? Yeah, first of all, you can ask whatever you like about this show is about... To respond to the question, all the neighbors relates to a culture. It changed.
By the way, he's not fucking with you. That's how it's actually phrased.
I'm just reading it.
He's literally just reading it.
When we casting actors, I don't ask them about private life. They are good people. They do the job we ask them to. And I know you people like the neighbors.
To which someone immediately responded, he thinks the AMA is a show. To which somebody immediately answered, at this point it basically is for us, an AMA for the ages.
He thinks the AMA is a show.
Oh my god, this is comedy gold. I can't help it.
It makes him look really cool.
I know! Tommy Wiseau makes Uwe Boll look like fucking Francis Ford Coppola. Sean's like cracking up over here, but that's an extremely apt description.
What else did he do?
He did Blood Rain.
Blood Rain.
He did...
In the Name of the King.
I haven't really watched the movies.
Oh, okay. Here's a great one, okay? Hi, Mr. Wiseau. Thank you for being here today. My question is, are you planning to make any form of prequel / add-on to The Room? Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, we are doing sequel, and also 3D eventually.
A 3D, you need the red and blue glasses, though.
And mind you, this was the first response somebody had to that.
It's just a picture of Tommy Wiseau with his hands behind his head going,
just imagine
funny this. Funny story,
this,
Mark.
It's just, yeah, just imagine him sitting at a park bench with his hands around his head going like this. I honestly don't know if he's fucking with us with this one or not.
Any other
Oh, here's a good one. Where does your accent originate from? I speak two languages. I have no idea, to be honest with you. It is what it is. To which someone answers, amazing, what language do you speak, Tommy? To which someone answers, English and Wiseauese. To which somebody responds, he speaks English? Okay. Here's... I think I'm gonna
God, go. I fucking love Reddit.
Yeah, I'm gonna go two or three more, and then I think we're gonna call it. All right. Oh, here's good. All right. Hi, Mr. Wiseau, big fan here. Are you anyway gonna be involved in James Franco's film adaptation of The Disaster Artist? For those of you who don't know, Disaster Artist is the Greg Sestero book in which he writes about his experiences on the set of, well, with his friendship with Tommy Wiseau and his experiences on the set of The Room, and it doesn't paint him in a flattering light. Let's just say that much. To which Tommy answers, the answer is yes, I am involved 100%. I am part of it. Whatever that.
Let me see that. Is that what he wrote? Is that what he fucking wrote?
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes, I am involved 100%. I am part of it. Whatever, comma, that.
Yep. To which someone answers, that's almost a haiku. To which someone answers, a dozen roses. My favorite customer. Hi, doggy. Goodbye.
Which is actual fucking IQ.
Chris is over there.
Is that a 353?
I don't fucking know.
A 535.
I don't want to know.
Oh my god, that was actual.
It is an actual.
My favorite customer. All the dozen roses. All the doggy. Oh, you found one?
So, Tommy, how is your sex life? I enjoy it every day. To which someone answers, Tommy, what a story. To which someone answers, I'm so lucky I have you as my best friend, and Lisa is so loyal to me. Yeah, man, you never know. People are strange these days. I used to know a girl. She had a dozen guys. One of them found out about it and beat her up so bad she ended up on a hospital in Guerrero Street. What a story, Mark. And then it goes on for a little bit, and then someone's like, can I join you two? Two is a company, but three is a crowd. I just like to watch. And it just goes. This is why the nervous was responding on this, because it just goes on like that. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh god,
there is a crowd.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything questions like, you know, why do they play football? You know, stuff like that. I'm pretty curious about, like, why they play football in tuxedos.
You know what? I think I did see a question in here about that. Let's see here.
And if you see anything funny along the way, don't straight up.
Oh, yeah, I won't. Good news, everyone. If you ever want to take Tommy Wiseau out for pizza, he lets you know exactly what he likes on it. It's like, what do you like on your pizza? Canadian bacon and pineapple. It's delicious.
He's delicious, man.
Oh, okay.
It's good, huh?
This is probably one of the best questions on here. I'm not gonna lie. How did you make your millions, Tommy? It's the question. Very simple, yeah. Right?
I want to know.
Okay, that's a good question. Well, first of all, if you look at background, you work hard, you make money. It's no secret, okay? You work very hard, you make money. Well, I work very hard, 24/7, several days a week, okay? And the specific how I make monies will be in book, The Disaster Artist by Tommy Wiseau, when I write it soon. Yes.
Can All right.
The immediate. The funny thing is, the immediate answer. You heard it here first. 24/7. 24/several.
You keep, read that again.
With the whole thing.
I at least or turn towards me. I want. Because I'm
okay.
Really hard. I'm having a hard time believing that's what he actually.
How did you make your millions, Tommy? Okay, that is a good question. Well, first of all...
Wow, he did type that.
I know!
Oh my god, he typed that!
That's what I'm saying.
He just went on the keyboard to make those words. That is unbelievable.
No, and some of the best comments from the entire fucking thread are in this answer.
People spend time on this. People took time from their jobs.
Yep.
Americans didn't... They were clocked in!
Yep. In order to make as much money as Tommy was so, you need to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, several days a week. Simple. By finally getting that promotion. Son of a bitch, don't touch me.
I feel dumber.
I know, right?
Thank God you haven't watched Birdemic.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Damn it.
$1 billion.
Oh, God.
Golf club.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
Okay. I think we pretty much wrung out all the...
I'm tired. I'm wasted. I love you, darling.
Okay, I'm done now.
Just keep on to that. We'll play that at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Oh, God. No,
oh my
but
God. I can't believe.
Yeah. I mean, that leaves me with two questions. One, did he actually do that, or did just somebody he works for do that?
That really likes his movies.
I feel
like he just wanted to make us like porno.
I honestly don't care either way. I got a laugh out of it, and that's that. I don't know if that was the intention or not, but that is probably the best piece of entertainment I've had all day.
That was so funny. Oh my god, I haven't laughed like
that. Oh,
a lot.
So good.
My head hurts.
Okay, so apparently there's a new fish or whatever.
Yeah. So Auburn University, one of their professors, I'm sorry. Biological science professor and curator of fishes for Auburn University's Museum of Natural History, Jonathan Armbruster. And yes, that is his name.
Armbruster?
A-R-M-B-R-U-S-T-E-R.
Wait, what's his, is he a doctor?
Yeah, that's his title, biological sciences professor and curator of fishes.
Dr. Armbruster.
Brewster.
Yep. Nice.
So he discovered a new type of catfish in 1998. It was discovered by, here we are. It was found in 1998 by researchers along the Gurupi River in Brazil, and is known for its large dark eyes, sucker mouth, and protruding bristles. It's the sucker mouth armored catfish, and he was able to obtain specimens in 2005. And while he was attempting to do that, he basically realized, you know, it was an unknown species of catfish. So since he was able to ascertain that, he was allowed to make the name. And,
Rednecks beware.
Yep. And
oh, no, there's a new catfish out there. Oh, that's news right there. You put that from
the
page.
But it's, and
I'll tell you
what. And you know what he's calling this fish? Ngrita. I'm not bullshitting you.
Greedo?
Apparently because of its
Like Star Wars Greedo? Like,
mm-hmm. Because of its large dark
like
eyes.
Han obviously shot and Greedo didn't pull out the gun. Greedo.
Yep.
Hmm. Kind of looks like him. I kind of want to kiss.
He does.
He's just so adorable.
I know.
Kind of looks like a half stingray, half fish.
I wonder if he's
I mean, it's an interesting thing.
Is it like a crossbreed between the two?
I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like, there are very few places where you can actually find, like, new life forms these days. I mean, deep underwater.
I think the only place that I know is that they find...
The Amazon
rainforest.
Yeah,
they find different... Oh, is that where they found it? Mm-hmm. Is it a freshwater fish?
Yeah, it was in the... I'm sorry, it was in the Gurupi River in Brazil.
It's a freshwater fish.
I'm not sure.
That's a freshwater fish.
Well, catfish is... Yeah, catfish is freshwater fish, right?
Yeah.
So I would assume.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it is interesting. It's...
I mean, Amazon is like, there's the Amazon in general, that rainforest has so many different
forms of life.
Forms of life,
frankly.
I mean, there's still species and unlike bugs that we haven't even figured out. Like in a cubic feet, you have like at least like a million different types of species of plants.
And that's the thing; it's like you're never going to really be able to, you know, ascertain all those species just because, again, it's like the only swath of at least not as developed land in the world at this point. So it's going to be a while before you can classify all that shit.
You don't know, girl.
Just chicken. Chip, 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 chip.
It's that Wasso going down in the deep. Wasso reporting live from the Amazon rainforest. Wasso, what do you have to say? okay. What did the birds sound like out there?
Just chicken. Chip, 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 chip.
Okay.
Chip, 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 chip.
Okay. No, that's enough. That's enough, Wasso.
That's the idea.
Anyway. Yes, that is the idea.
Anyway. I mean, that's interesting. I mean, that was the thing. I had just heard about this, and I was like, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I know you are, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
And God help me, your roommate is just as big of a Star Wars fan as I am.
I have to, like, when I get home tonight, I'll probably...
Yeah, tell him.
Tell him.
He'll probably freak out.
Fish. I'll probably already know about it.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Maybe not. Maybe you'll be able to surprise him. So, the other piece of news is... Adam Sandler is releasing a new movie.
What? That's it? We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Not another grown-up.
Well, I had all the good stuff last week.
Alright, what's the name of the movie, at least?
Pixels.
Huh?
Pixels.
Pixels.
Yeah, you know, like video games are comprised of millions and millions of what?
Oh, yeah, Pixels.
Yeah. Well, I had heard about this movie...
So what's the premise of the movie?
Apparently... The trailer was just released. What was it, yesterday, Rocky?
Yes.
The trailer was released yesterday, and apparently the idea is they sent a probe into space with all sorts of 80s memorabilia.
Yeah, it's one of those time capsules.
Sounds like Oslo Robot Strikes Again with the movie.
They sent a couple of video games and whatnot from our past, and apparently they took that as how they want us to be killed.
Yeah, apparently they misinterpret video feeds of classic arcade games as a declaration of war.
Mm-hmm.
And so the aliens come to Earth intending to destroy us.
With the video games?
Basically, they come in the form of giant avatars.
Asteroids.
Like asteroids and Pac-Man. And like literally the...
Donkey Kong.
Literally the poster of the film that I see right now is just basically a giant avatar of fucking Pac-Man eating San Francisco.
The fuck?
I know.
Then they bring back the Nintendo guy who created Pac-Man. And he gets his hand bit.
Yeah, it's... The thing that, like, kind of I'm confused on is, like, okay, Adam Sandler is our hero in this film. Who honestly thought that was a good idea? Who, like, literally looked at the synopsis of this film?
I'm telling you, have you ever watched South Park, The Awesome Robot, and in that scene, they're like, he generates all these movie ideas, and, like, half of them are like,
and he has this one movie with Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler falls in love with a puppy. Oh, brilliant! We'll call it Puppy Love.
This is one of the movie titles.
Rob Schneider in her dinner.
Dinner.
Rob Schneider is Mr. Potato Head.
Rob Schneider puts his head in a bucket.
So I'm looking through this cast, and I'm like, I only see like one or two actors that I actually give a shit about.
James.
All right, who?
All right, well, I mean, Adam Sandler is one of the actors. I don't particularly give a shit about Adam Sandler. Really haven't since Mr. Deeds.
Right.
I'm just being honest.
Kevin James.
Kevin James is playing the president in this film.
As Paul Blart, if you don't know.
Paul Blart, president.
Kevin, why does he keep on hiring Kevin James? He's not that funny.
Oh, man.
Peter Dinklage is in it.
His stand-up was good.
Yeah, his stand-up was good, so put him in a comedy. Preferably not with Adam Sandler. Anyway, Peter Dinklage is in it. Sean Bean's in it. So hopefully he'll be killed in some horribly pointless way.
It's probably going to be really dumb.
Well, he didn't die in Jupiter Ascending, damn it. So he needs a way to balance it out. Maybe. The cosmic fates are out of alignment. Sean Bean must die in a film.
Must go to the movies and see John and Sean Bean die.
Oh, Brian Cox is in it. The captain from Super Troopers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Who else? Let me see if there's anyone else in it we actually give a damn about.
Josh Gad. If nobody knows who Josh Gad is, he is from The Rocker.
There you go. See? This is why we have Rocky around, because Rocky knows.
And The Network. I'm sorry, no, that was the Apple movie. Oh, let me look. Okay.
While he's looking at that. Honestly, that's all the people I can see in here.
Yeah, apparently he's going to be in Gilligan's Island. Oh my god.
I mean, this trailer is... honestly, awful. It is kind of awful. It just... you know what it is? It reminds me of everything I liked about Wreck-It Ralph. This film is the complete opposite of that. Like, all the cultural references in there are just kind of pissing me off.
I mean, obviously it's going to be comedy, but... it's gonna totally...
like, literally, you see, like, this giant... like, in the first 30 seconds of the trailer, you've seen this giant avatar of Pac-Man just tearing ass through a city, and you just see Adam Sandler behind the wheel of a car going, "Pac-Man's a bad guy? Are you having a... would you like a piece of pear? Would you like some cherries, Pac-Man? You get some power pellets?
Oh, no, Pac-Man.
Let's get in these Mini Coopers. We'll be the ghosts. They play as the ghosts. You know that, right? They are playing as the ghosts.
I mean, it's like that. I mean, it shows you in the film. It's like, oh, they're going to be the ghosts to the aliens Pac-Man. They're going to be the turrets against the aliens asteroids. It's
fucking four... It's four Mini Coopers.
Yeah, and it's dumb. Oh, why? Why? Oh, they play in a live-action version of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that's the thing. I don't want to see a movie based on these games. I want to see this shit. I'll go play the games. Arcade cabinets of these still exist.
I'll go see Mario Brothers, the movie.
Yeah, I'd go with that. I'd rather watch Mario Brothers, the movie, than watch this shit.
Yeah. This is horrible.
And that should tell you something, because Mario Brothers, the film, is... well,
okay. I heard they're making another one.
I love
but
that
time.
It's just studio execs like, "Hey, a lot of kids playing video games right now, okay? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Adam Sandler." Okay, we'll...
no!
We'll write the script.
And you know what's the saddest thing about it all is?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Columbus is directing this.
So we'll probably see a Gremlins.
I mean,
what did he do?
Gremlins. The original Gremlins. He's also producing the new Gremlins, but that's it.
What?
Yes.
They're doing the new Gremlins.
Yep.
Why?
Let me put it this way. He has produced Jingle All the Way, Bicentennial Man, the first three Harry Potter films.
The
films. He directed
Home Alone. I'll wait for it to pass under the Rotten Tomato views.
Yeah,
and if it gets anything above a 50%, I'll maybe watch it while I do something else.
Mm-hmm.
If it gives above like an 80%, then I'll definitely watch it.
Mm.
But I'm doubting it. It'll get above 50%. It'll probably end up around 36%. That's my prediction.
That's actually a very probably good. It's probably a very apt description. It won't
go further.
Am I mental? Are there no good movies coming out?
No, there's no new. Here's the problem. There's no new movies coming out. There's no like.
I mean,
original material.
It's all remakes.
I mean, it's like
it's
the last.
It's all remakes. Either remake it from a previous thing. Are they going to remake it from a other thing?
What about Max Payne? Max Payne looks really good.
Max Payne
from a video game.
I'm sorry.
No, not a video game. This is a movie. Mel Gibson?
No, I'm asking you.
For games?
Is this a film based on the game Max Payne?
No, this is based on another remake, probably.
I was going to say, because
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There's no, like, original, from screenplay...
Yeah, that's a film. Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, a guy wrote a thing that's saying true. This is for a movie, and it ends up as a movie.
Have we really come out with no
ideas? No, some guy wrote
a thing. Do we really have no more ideas for movies?
Some guy wrote a thing, and like, okay, this is going to be a video game, and then they make it a video game, and then some guy's like, okay, I like that video game, let's make that a movie. And then that's how things have been running.
I mean, that's like, that's
or
the thing.
Hey, that movie was really great back then. I like that. Let's remake it.
It's like saying, hey, let's remake.
I mean, like, as a for instance, the next big movie that everybody's freaking the fuck out over right now is Fast and Furious 7.
Just because it's his Walker's last movie.
I don't believe for a fucking second they're going to keep making them. They're going to keep making them even though he's dead.
Think?
How much money do those fucking films make?
I mean, he was the main character in the first ones.
Dude,
and then
you get all the Latino, Cholo characters getting out after that movie. Like for the cars, you know?
Kate.
Anyway.
What?
I mean, there's... So...
That's what that literally translated to.
Yeah, it's nothing but sequels, because...
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's... You got that. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
KFC.
What?
KFC?
What? Hey.
I'm a chicken.
Boil.
Did you know they're making a Paul Blart Mall Cop 2?
Yes. Bring it.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a comedy for Die Hard, definitely. So, I'm ready for another one.
I'm sorry, did you just say that you thought that was a comedic Die Hard?
Yeah, it was, definitely.
Okay. Okay, wait, I'm sorry.
I give every movie a good chance. If it's
okay,
got, yeah.
I stand corrected. There is one movie I am looking forward to. It's Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh
yeah.
My God! How can we forget that? Oh my!
Oh, there's two movies I'm looking forward to, which is Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, based off of comics, generally, vaguely.
Mm-hmm.
there's the superheroes in them, and Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
Star Wars.
Here's the thing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to be judging like these people writing like essays about just the trailer. Like, you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
No one's seen the movie. Yeah, no one knows what it's going to be like.
Right, exactly.
So,
I mean,
why write all
I'd
like
rather
this
have Disney be the one that bought it, because, I mean...
I will say this much. There is actually one other movie I'm excited about. Tomorrowland.
It looks decent.
It looks decent. I mean, again, we can't say anything until we've actually seen the film. I mean, the trailer looks interesting, but it could suck on ice once we get there. But, what are you gonna do?
Trailers usually end up like it's the same shit.
Holy
really,
shit!
All
wow,
trailers
we are forgetting.
Same.
We are forgetting a lot of shit.
Hmm.
Jurassic World is in June.
Oh my god, Jurassic World!
This time it looks like the Raptors are on our side.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Now I'm sad again.
Why?
They're rebooting the transporter.
Oh,
what? And Ted's getting a sequel.
Oh, I saw that one. He wants that. He wants to be married, but he's not.
With the victories are the inevitable.
You
defeats.
Know, Magic Mike's getting a sequel. No. The Minions from Despicable Me are getting their own movie.
That looks alright.
Terminator Genesis. Arnold's coming back as the Terminator.
And apparently,
I'd rather watch the Minion movie.
Ant-Man.
is that bad? I know Arnold's coming back and they're dead, but they just keep rebooting it and like
apparently the story's changed since all that shit happened in the last couple movies.
Like after a while, you just face it. You got a flaccid penis, okay? Like just face it.
Hey,
just end it.
Hey, on, Hollywood. You got
hey,
flaccid
news,
dick.
Sean.
Stop trying to get it up.
Goosebumps is getting its own movie.
Oh, Jack Black's in that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? There's another one. Man from U.N.C.L.E. I saw the trailer for that. That actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
There's Hitman, Agent 47, though I was
not impressed. He's the bad guy this time. So you're not going to be rooting for him. You're going to be rooting
for
somebody
you
know.
He's an amoral assassin. What do you want?
But in the game, you play as him, and you want to be him. You know, in the movie, I mean, from what I've seen, it's just... the main characters are people you've never heard of. It's all about him, man. You want to see him win.
Oh, good news. They're doing a movie called Everest. It's based on the 96 climbing expedition.
Is it called Everest?
Yeah.
No, it's called Ham Sandwich.
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, this movie, I mean, I know the story.
Just is a completely random name I just, like, pulled out of my head. It's like, they just start doing that.
They climb a mountain.
Titling.
They climb a mountain strictly made of ham sandwich.
It sounds like an indie film.
It's amazing. He's climbing out.
Is it vegan?
Oh, man, what's this movie called?
Ham Sandwich.
I hope there's cheese. I hope it's cheesy.
No, it's one of those films.
This summer, get covered in mayo.
Here's the thing. If I didn't know the story about this, I'd go see it.
Toast.
Right? Here's the thing. If I didn't already know the story that this film is based on, yeah. I'd actually be interested because, you know, I've read a lot about Mount Everest and its lore and all that stuff. But I already know the story, so it's like me going to Titanic. I already know the end. The film is wasted on me. I know what's going to happen.
Unless they had aliens.
I'll never let go.
You let go.
But I'll never roll over either because there's a big bedside board you can... Fucking fast.
There's enough room for both of us, but I'm gonna let go. See ya.
Yeah, I'm gonna let go. And this,
were you just too afraid to freeze your big fat ass off?
Look at it this way. In this movie, she probably won't be able to let go. She'll probably just snap off the other dude's hand. Oh, fuck. Bye. I honestly don't think there's anything else I can think of. Let me look.
Instant.
Oh, hey, Jungle Book's getting rebooted.
Uh-huh.
And it's directed by Jon Favreau.
I'm still waiting for that one to come out on DVD, the live action one with Jason Lee. That was a great
one. Wait. Oh, Spectre's coming out in November. It's a new Bond film.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
I'm ready for that.
I'm definitely ready.
I like Skyfall.
Oh, and the Peanuts movie.
I just watched
Goldmine last night.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's gonna crash and burn.
Yeah.
Okay, that's everything.
But it's for the kids!
That was for the grandparents. They used to read it.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Another trailer, I wish?
No.
Of course not.
Peanuts wasn't even that funny.
It wasn't. Oh, I can walk like
there's a Mission Impossible 5 coming out?
Okay. What happened to 4?
4 was Ghost Protocol.
They should have just called it 4.
No, they call it MI4GP.
Oh, yeah, MI4GP.
I want to see a Mission Impossible versus a 007. I would love to see those two collide.
I can already tell you how that's going to end. Mm-hmm. Not well.
That's going to happen, though. You know it.
I don't want
all the way they're smashing everything together.
I don't want it.
Now I will show you who is the best.
All right, I think we should probably wrap up here.
I just like to watch you guys.
Go away, creepy kid. Go away.
You're not my fucking mother.
I don't care. Just go away.
Everybody betray me. I don't have a friend in the world.
Just play more. If I can
believe. Everybody betray me. I fed up with this world.
That's me. I'm just like a long day at work and I don't care anymore. Just like, they betrayed me and I don't care anymore. You got that one?
Which one?
He's like, this sucks. They betrayed me and I don't care anymore. I was like,
everybody betrayed me. I fed up with this world.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, doggy.
Okay, I think.
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you.
Sorry. Just like Wesso, we're just the auteurs of shitty podcasts. Yay!
Funny story, Mark.
What the story, Sean?
What the story?
Oh, God. Well, I think that's really everything that happened this week. I don't honestly think there was anything else that went down this week.
That's it. And it set us up on Twitter.
No, yeah, we got all the good shit up last week. Damn it! What is wrong with you, America? Get your shit together. Anyway, you can find Castwave Studios at BGM Podcast, or you can visit us at our website, www.castwavestudios.com. You can also shop there via Amazon, and you can make us a little extra scratch without paying any extra, and it helps us keep the lights on here. Sean, where can we find you on the internet?
Sean L. Holmes on Twitter, so SeanLHolmes on the Twitter and also on the Vine. It's the same name. I occasionally do some Vines, so just tune in for those.
Rocky Diamonds at hotmail.com or Facebook.
You don't have a Twitter?
What's a Twitter?
Oh, God.
I'm old school.
Gotta get on that shit, bro.
What's a twatter?
My internet still goes.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
You're that mad.
You guys know AOL still exists?
Dude, oh my God. This thing claims I have mail.
Hey, I'm reading it now. I'm reading it now. All right, until next time, I'm Colin Gagamus.
I'm Sean Holmes.
And you're boldly going nowhere. Outro!
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.